Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silkcoats North Parish Church. And thanks for joining me. I promise you an interesting, thought-provoking mixture of words and music on a subject close to all our hearts. We all suffer in many ways: physical illness, mental ill health and spiritual problems. We suffer pain and we suffer anxiety. We suffer personal problems and social problems. We worry about ourselves and we worry about others around us, near and far. We agonise about the state of our own lives and the state of the world. We're full of griefs and sorrows, doubts and fears, questions and uncertainties. Sometimes we chew over these things and start to ask some very good and searching questions, like Tracy Chapman
here.
Why
do the baby starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still unknown? All the little called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill. Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon, when the blind remove their blinders and the speeches speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, is yes, we're all free.
When we suffer physically, mentally or spiritually, we sometimes ask some very good questions, but often we do not get any satisfactory answers, just some cliche like, what's for you will no go by you, or some platitude like, there's a reason for everything, or some insensitive and inappropriate advice like, pull yourself together, grin and bear it, get on with it. Hopefully this programme can do better than that. What we're talking about is called theodicy, the science or study of why we suffer and what we can do about it. It's a heavy topic and it has vexed the world's greatest thinkers for centuries. Let me try to lighten it up a bit and make a few simple points in an entertaining way, which might be of help to you. So let's summarise centuries of thinking, writing, debating, arguing into one wee illustration. Imagine that we're all dolled up, mixing with all the film stars in Hollywood and attending the Oscar Award ceremony. We walk along the red carpet and see the great stars and the little twinkles signing autographs, getting interviewed and photographed. We join them in the huge auditorium. The lights dim, the curtain rises, and the Oscar Awards begin. Then the Master of Ceremonies announces, "Now we come to the Theodicy Oscar, presented to the biggest cause of all the world's suffering. And the four nominations for the Oscar include the following. First, Que Sera Sera, Whatever Will Be, Will Be. When it comes to suffering, the obvious fact of life is that it is just a fact of life. Everybody hurts, as R.E.M. sing. It's not rocket science, just an observable fact. And just as obviously, we need to face facts and get on with life. No use in moaning and groaning and lamenting the state of the world or the way things are. Just live with it. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. Why look for any other explanation? Nobody's to blame. It's just life. Why do people feel there needs to be some underlying reason? Even if it can be very complicated, why make it so? Explanations don't necessarily make suffering any easier to bear. Whatever theories you might hold, you have still to grin and bear it, whatever you have to face. You can save yourself running round and round in your head in a room that has no windows or doors or escape. Just stop running, stop fretting, and just live with the presenting fact of life that we do suffer, and Que Sera Sera is a working philosophy of life to help us cope with it. Well, it worked for Doris Day anyway.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, que sera, sera.
And the second nominee for the Theodicy Oscar, awarded to the biggest cause of all our suffering, is, and at this point our pulse quickens and our palms sweat, because we know what's coming. It's why we are invited guests at Oscar ceremony. The nominee is ourselves. The spotlight bears down on us and we smile sheepishly. Yes, folks, it's me. I'm my own worst enemy. I keep putting my foot in it, making faux pas, opening my big mouth and putting my foot in it, shooting myself in the foot. I cause so much of my own suffering. Not only me, of course, we all do it. The whole world is full of people like me who individually cause our own suffering, but who cumulatively together cause the world's problems. Individually, we hurt other people and ourselves by our words, thoughts and deeds. And the omissions as well. We strain relationships at home, at work and at play. We cause offence knowingly and unknowingly. And together we're even worse. We cause wars, crime, pollution, global warming, poverty, injustice and so on. Man-made disasters abound. Sin and suffering are not always directly connected in the sense of my sin causes my suffering. Very often other folks' sins cause me grief. And sadly often my mistakes have big consequences for other people. But it's blooming obvious that all our sinning, hurting, mistakes, foibles, whatever you call them, have consequences, and cause so much of the world's suffering? Who knows if it is some, most, or all of the world's suffering? That is why we wait with bated breath to see if we are to get the Theodicy Oscar or someone else. Neil Sedaka, for one, knows that he has caused a fair degree of his own predicament.
There was a man alone.
To wait a little longer for the result of the Theodicy Oscar, because there are two other nominees in the running for it, two very big hitters, indeed the two bookies' favourites, and indeed the expert pundits' favourites. The third nomination is The Devil. We all kind of know that instinctively. Whenever we come across suffering personally or in others, we find ourselves saying things like, hell, that is evil, wicked, hellish, a devil send. What the devil got into you or into them? What possessed me? What possessed them? I wasn't my usual self. Something came over me. Temptation got the better of me. And so on. Isn't it one of life's mysteries how very thick people can suddenly become exceedingly clever wee devils when it comes to doing bad? Cowards can suddenly be very bold and courageous in their wrongdoing. Many cultures historically and down the centuries believe in demon possession and have exorcisms. Our more modern scientific culture shies away from such primitive interpretations, and yet we have psychiatric reports on criminals saying that they have diminished responsibility because they were suffering at the time from split personality or schizophrenia or some other medical terms. And the prisoner themselves, meanwhile, says, "I heard voices in my head urging me to do the crime." Christians do believe in the devil, demons, and hell, but there are differing views about the details, and the main point is that he or they are always inferior to God and his loving power and powerful love. So don't worry too much, because God wins, as Alvin Slaughter reminds us in our next song. This song is based on a famous Bible passage, Ephesians chapter 6, in which St. Paul says that we are dealing with not just what meets you face to face, but behind it, behind the presenting problems and sufferings, there are principalities and powers, wicked spiritual forces. It certainly sometimes feels like we are plodding uphill and someone at the top is rolling down marbles to trip us up. But keep plodding and we shall win in God's strength, as Alvin Slaughter reminds us here.
Father, your word says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of this dark age. But you have designed and ordained armor and weapons for us to come against the wickedness in high places. Right now we put on the helmet of salvation. We lift up the shield of faith. We clothe ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. And we pick up the sword of truth. And in the mighty name of Jesus our Savior, we declare war in the heavenlies.
Making war.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the final nomination for the Theodicy Oscar, and it is God. There's a gasp from some sections in the crowd. Surely not. Ridiculous. Outrageous. Blasphemy. But most of us are not surprised. God has always been heavily criticised for the state of the world. After all, it is his world. He created it. He's in charge. He's responsible for it. The buck stops with him. If it is que sera sera, he made it that way. If it's our own fault, he made us humanly fallible. If it is the devil, God allows him to run about causing mayhem. Theodicy as a science began way back in the mists of time, but one of the first great thinkers to formulate the core problem was Epicurus, the ancient Greek philosopher, who put it this way. We want to hold three things together which do not seem to add up. 1. God is loving. 2. God is powerful. And 3. Suffering exists. Suffering certainly exists. So if God is loving, why is there suffering? Does he not care? If God is powerful, why does he not do something about it? Is he not as powerful as we thought? Surely God has a lot to answer for. Spokesmen for God, of course, would say, don't blame God, it's everybody else's fault. In fact, God himself suffers no end of stress from his wayward world. They crucify him. Here's Michael Crawford in Gethsemane.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison. Burn me, I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations, tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through, the things you ask of me, let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I wanna know, my God, I wanna know, I wanna know, my God, I wanna see, I wanna see, my God, I wanna see, I wanna see, my God, why I should die. Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to see, I'd have to
see. So there we have our four nominations for the Theodicy Oscar. Que sera sera, Ourselves, The Devil, and God. And the winner is, drum roll please, mounting suspense, all four. Boo, hiss, cop out, cry the fans. But is it not the case that there is truth in all four categories? One of life's great discoveries is that the same incident can be interpreted on multiple layers. For example, you have an accident, say a car crash. One, que sera sera, accidents do happen. Two, it was my fault for careless driving. Three, I was distracted by someone's mistake forcing me to swerve. Four, God did not prevent it, but I did survive it amazingly, miraculously even. Maybe it will teach me a lesson. The debate has gone on for centuries, and God willing, if the world has not blown itself up, the debate will continue for more centuries. But I hope this programme has shed a little light on it for you. One last thought before I go. Whatever the ins and outs of all these things, remember that you yourself, dear listener, have a say in how things turn out. You cannot control everything, much even, but you can react and respond to life situations and sufferings in your own way. You can seize the moment. You can pray to God for help. You can grab life by the throat. The point is, you too are a player in the game of life. So I leave you with that thought, beautifully sung by Don Francisco, then Susan Boyle and Donny Osmond. So bye for now.
What's it gonna be, man or a spirit? What's it gonna be, prison or free? What's it gonna be, the heart of the Father, or the slavery of a second Sinai? And the black and white religion, the salesman of captivity. No, stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up, don't live in slavery again. Stand up in the freedom of Jesus. give in for a moment to the traditions of men. Nobody's ever gotten right with God by keeping a religion of rules. If a Christian gets twisted into believing like that, you know the Bible even calls him a fool. Because it's only grace and faith in Jesus that got us into the kingdom at all. And if someone says it's different now you're born again, man, they're heading for a nasty fall.
This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today.
Stars align. This is the moment.